The B'nai Levi, the pasuk in this week's parasha, speaks about the importance of Levi. Levi seems to be different than everyone else. They're counted different. Shevet Levi. There's a lot of discussion about Levi. Hakrev es mate Levi. V'amadato iso lefnei Aaron Kohen l'shori soisoi. V'shamru es mishmarato es mishmeres kol ha'eda lefnei oil moed. This is B'nai Levi. They do the Shmira. They do Shomer's Kol Klei Oil Moed. It's Mishmeres B'nai Yisrael. Avodis Avodis HaMishkan. So we have to understand, what are B'nai Levi? What is their position? What's their job? And why are they specifically chosen? So the pasuk starts. It says Kahas has the job of carrying the Aroin and the Shulchan, and then Gershoin has the job of carrying the Urios, is the tapestries on the Mishkan, and eventually B'nai Merari, they have the job of carrying the Krushim, is the beams of the Mishkan. So they're all carrying the different parts of the Mishkan. And the Shaila is, what is it about Shevet Levi in particular, why they have been chosen? So listen to this fascinating remez from the Gra. The remez is as follows. The pasuk says, Vayavo Amalek, Vayilochem im Yisrael b'Refidim. Amalek came and they fought with Klal Yisrael in a place called Refidim. What is Refidim? So the Medrash tells us, Rafu Yedehem min HaTorah. Klal Yisrael, why was Amalek able to attack? Why did they have a chink in their armor? The chink in their armor was because they were Rafu Yedehem min HaTorah. They were lax in their learning of Torah. Says the Goyin the following thing. I think it's from the Goyin. Others also bring it down. Let's see. Yeah, hold on a second. Here it is. Yeah, Chassam Sofer. It's also in the Goyin, right? Chassam Sofer also in the Goyin. If you take the word Amalek, what are the Rashi Tevas of Amalek? Amalek is Rashi Tevas. Ayin is Amram. Mem is Moshe. Lamed is Levi. And Kuf is Kahas, Humph. That is the Sharsheles. That is the links from generations to generations. Starting with Levi. Levi had a son named Kahas, who had a son named Amram, who had a son named Moshe. That's Rashi Tevois Amalek. Interesting. Reishis Goyim Amalek. Reishis. Take the Rashi Tevois of Amalek. Amram, Moshe, Levi, Kahas. Now, what is the Soife Tevois of those four names? Let's try to see. The last, if you take Amram, someone help me out over here. We'll take some participation from the crowd. Okay. Levi. Kahas. Moshe. What does that spell out?
Misa.
Interesting. Reishis Goyim Amalek. You know how the pasuk ends? Va'acharisoi ade oived. The acharisoi is oblivion. So the Reishis Goyim Amalek is the Rashi Tevois. The Soife Tevois is acharisoi ade oived is Misa. Pilei Ploim, it's the Chassam Sofer and the Goyim. They both say the same thing. Which is that somehow, you know, let me tell you what that means. Well, like, what does it have to do with the price of tea? I'll tell you what it has to do. First, I'm going to make a bracha. Thank you very much. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shehakol nehyeh bedvarim. I'll tell you what it has to do with the price of tea. Amalek came from where? Klal Yisrael had a chink in their armor. What was that chink? How was Amalek able to come in? Al sherafu yedeyem min ha-Torah. Vayavo Amalek birefidim. You came a little later, Ari. Al sherafu yedeyem min ha-Torah. Amalek was able to make sveikas because Klal Yisrael weakened their hands in Torah. We will show you how Levi and Kahas and Amram and Moshe were the greats in Torah. So there is their ki'ilu, the antithesis to Amalek is the koyach of Torah. Levi, we know already that the Rambam says, listen to this Rambam, Yaakov vinu lamad banav kulam. He taught all of his children Torah. However, v'hivdil Levi minehu roish. He put Levi as like the Roish. Levi was considered to be the star of all of the Talmidim of Yaakov Avinu. He was the, and that's what the Rambam says, Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad, anyone who wants to learn Torah can learn. But Levi is the one who epitomized Liman HaTorah amongst Yaakov's children. Now when it comes to Kahas, it's very interesting. Which was the job of Kahas to carry? We had Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. So Gershon carried the Urios. Merari carried the Kurashim. What did Kahas carry? Anyone know? David Uri, do you know what he carried? Which in particular? What? Nope, close. The Aroin. The Aroin, which represents the Torah. So Kahas carried the Torah. That's the closest we're going to get with Kahas. Amram, it's very clear. The Gemara says, Amram Gadol Hador Haya. The Gemara says, Amram was the Gadol Hador. That's why when Amram was parished from Ishtai, everyone was parished from their wives. Because Amram was the Gadol Hador. And Milanu Gadol Mi Moshe, that the Torah is called Torah Moshe. So there we got four generations of Torah right there. Bang, 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 bang. Four generations of Torah, that's Kineged Amalek. If we would be able to like attach ourselves, like the Rambam says, Loi Shevet Levi Bilvad, to Torah, so then we would, Achriso Adi Oved, we would get rid of Amalek, and there would be Misa, right? It would be the end of Amalek. So that's the significance over here of these names. Now, what is it about these people? Listen to this fascinating thing, it's fascinating. What is it about these people that makes them great in Torah? Well, I'm going to tell you something that might be a surprise for you. One of the kinyane haTorah that it says is a person who is noisei be'oil im chaveroi. One of the memches kinyanim it says in Pirkei Avos is that you share the burden with someone else. You carry someone else's pain. If someone else is suffering, someone else is going through crisis or tragedy, so you're an ishtatef in their pain. What does that have to do with Kinyan HaTorah? That might make me Mr. Nice Guy. But what does that mean? That's going to help me to be Kinyan HaTorah? So the answer is that the Torah, the Etzem, is Kulay Chesed. The Medrash says the Torah starts, actually it's a Medrash in Rus. The Medrash starts in Chesed and ends in Chesed. The Torah is about, really is about a person, exemplifying this idea of caring for someone else. And if you cannot care for someone else, so then you're not really aligned with the Torah values. I will show you that from Levi, Moshe, you'll see tremendous, tremendous caring for others. With Moshe Rabbeinu, it was very obvious. Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting pretty in the palace. Everything was good for Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't have any tyranny. He didn't have any slavery. As a matter of fact, he was the prince. It says, Vayigdal Ish, Vayotze El Echav. Moshe Rabbeinu went out to his brothers. Vayigdal Moshe, Vayotze El Echav, Vayar Bisivloisam. And he saw their sevel, he saw their suffering. Says Rashi, Shayaroyeb, Boicha Va'omar, I'm sorry, the Medrash, Boicha Va'omar, Chavali Aleichem. Moshe Rabbeinu went out to sea, and Moshe Rabbeinu put himself in danger, in harm's way, by stopping the Mitzri. Right? He killed the Mitzri. We know that story. That is the epitome of someone that cares. Moshe Rabbeinu cried when he saw what other people were going through. Moshe Rabbeinu was a noise be'oil. Well, listen to this. Listen to this amazing. This is the Shlo HaKadosh. He says, if you look in the Psukim say, these are the Roshei Beis Avoisam. There's Bnei Ruvain, Bnei Shimon, and then it says, Ve'ela Shmois Bnei Levi. Bnei Ruvain, Bnei Shimon, Ela Shmois Bnei Levi. This is a Shlo. Why doesn't it say Bnei Ruvain, Bnei Shimon, Bnei Levi? What is the emphasis on the Shmois of Bnei Levi? Says the Shlo HaKadosh. You know, Shevet Levi were people of the cloth. People of the cloth didn't have to work. That's like a generic saying for someone who's clergy. So the Mitzrim did not make Shevet Levi enslaved. They didn't make them to work. However, says the Shlo HaKadosh, that Shevet Levi, or Levi himself, named his children. He named his children after the slavery, so that every time he called his son, he would remember that his brothers are suffering. So he too wanted to be neshtatif in their tzar. He named his son Gershoim. Kigerim heim ba'aretz lalehem. We're strangers here. We don't belong here. He named his son Kahas, like the pasuk says, Af ate hake sheinov. You have to, like, you know, the Haggadah, you have to hit his teeth. You have to knock out his teeth. So she named Chaos. Their teeth were blunted. He named his son Merari. Vayimaru es chayehem. Their lives were bitter. Levi wasn't having issues, but still, he was nishtatef in the tsar of his brothers. So therefore, it's not a coincidence that Levi, who was so cared so much about everyone else's pain, is the one who was zoicha to be oyla batoyro, to become great in toyro. Listen to this amazing thing. It's by the milchama with Amalek. The pasuk says, "V'yedei Moshe kvedos." Moshe's hands were heavy. Vayikhu even vayesimu tachtov. So they took a stone and they put it underneath him. Vayeshav, he sat on a stone. So says the Gemara says, ki loy hayo leMoshe kar achas o kosis achas. He didn't have a pillow or a blanket. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu sitting on a stone? Why is he sitting on a stone? Says the Gemara, Elakach Amar Moshe, Hoyel v'Yisrael Shiruyim Batzar, Klal Yisrael is sitting. Right now, they're going through a crisis. Klal Yisrael is down there fighting with Amalek. Klal Yisrael is down right now fighting. Afani Eye Imoyim Bitzar. I will also be Bitzar with them. V'kola Meitzer Atzmoy Ala Tzibor, Zoyche V'roya B'Nachamay Satzibor. Someone that does that will be zeichet to see also the comfort, the consolation of the tzibur. So this, my friends, is the trademark of Shevet Levi. It's the trademark of Levi himself. He named his children that. Moshe Rabbeinu was that. These are the ones that are zeichet to Torah. That's why Shevet Levi is kind of like a cut above. They're cut above because of their midos, because of the fact that they're nishtatef in the tzar of others. And that is, this week's parasha speaks about the fact that they were able to carry the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and whatnot. My friends, I think it's particularly befitting right now, as many, many Jewish children are in crisis. Many, many Jewish families are mourning. We're still in the throes of the tragedy that we've been through. And if Klal Yisrael is suffering, so we're talking about, we're right now coming Tzitzit Shavuos, it's the appropriate thing that we should also do something demonstrative. Demonstrative means demonstrate. Do something that shows that we're neshtatev in their tzar. I would give you a machshava. And you know, this is just a thought, and everyone could do whatever is their feel. If we're in the middle of a mission, of an operation, of a basically a war, if there are Jewish children that are in Lebanon or in Gaza or wherever, because right now they started shooting rockets from Lebanon, so you have Lebanon and Gaza, who knows? I don't know exactly what the status is. But maybe it would be the appropriate thing that maybe a person should say, you know what, I'm not going to drink soda while the soldiers are in danger. What does my not drinking soda have to do with them? I'm just giving an example. You don't have to, some people, it's not soda. Some people, it's, you know, whatever it might be. Just, you know, sleep with one less pillow. I'm just giving you, my point is, this is what the Gemara says about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu sat on a rock. Why is he sitting on a rock? Why doesn't he sit on a chair? Right? Maybe it would be not to use one of those, comfort cushions. I'm just giving you the concept. There's a concept that other people are bitzar. I need to demonstrate it myself. I need to be able to process it, to absorb it. I need to make it something real by me. If a person does that, so then it helps him also in his limud haTorah. It expands his neshama. When a person that does that, he's noise ba'olam chaveroi. That's one of the kinyonei haTorah. So as we're coming to Shavuos, Rabbi say, let's think for a second. Right? Is now the time we should be just running around carefree, playing games, drinking, just being silly? We're in the Shalosh Yemei Hagbalah. It's a time for us to try as much as possible to connect with other people. It's not a coincidence. It's Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahor. Klal Yisrael is Be'achdus underneath the mountain. Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. What does that mean? That when we are together, that's when we get the Torah. So now is our time to try to be together. And try to be together doesn't mean you have to necessarily have someone in front of you. You could do something in the privacy of your own life, in your own room, in your own home, which will bring you closer to someone else. There's a story which is out there that there was someone from Tel Aviv, totally, totally secular, extremely secular. He went to Bnei Brak to be Menachem Avil, a very Haredi family. And they had an extremely intense bonding. And they cried together. He came into the house as Bnei Brak. There was a lot of Haredim in the house. There was a whole Haredi place. He's never met Haredim before. And the whoever was sitting Shiva told everyone else, I want to speak to this person. He said, you know, of all the people that came, you're the most meaningful, because I know it was the hardest for you to come here. And it was very, very powerful. So he was quoted as saying afterwards, like, I feel bad that I've never had any exposure to these people, because he's totally secular. So he never had Haredim in his life. You know, Haredim are like cockroaches to him. So finally, like, it's sad that it took this type of thing, but Lemaisa, he extended himself in a way that he was noise be'oil im chaveiro. He's not from. And I don't think he's not going to be from tomorrow. Hopefully sometime he will. He realized that the Haredim are nice, kind, gentle people and brothers, whatever it might be. But the point is that he extended himself. He was noise be'oil im chaveiro. He did something to reach out. We should also be doing these types of things. You don't have to go to Bnei Brak. That's not the point. But think about being sensitive to other people now. Think about caring about, think about what other people's struggles or what could possibly you could do in order to be more involved or more connected to another person. And that's chus beis Hashem will be zoicha. Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us all on Shavuos a special matana. Shavuos, I want you to know, my friends, is a Yom Hadin. It's brought down. Shavuos is Yom Hadin on Limud HaTorah. In other words, how much Torah are you going to be able to learn from now, this Shavuos to next Shavuos? It depends on your Shavuos. So we have a preparation. Now is time for preparation. Now time to get ourselves ready and realize that it's a big day. There's a Yom Hadin coming. A different type of Yom Hadin. But in some ways, for some of us, it's even more important. Question is, you know, is my life going to be filled with Torah? Am I going to get a geshmak in Torah? Am I going to enjoy the learning? Am I going to feel accomplished in my learning, which is important? When accomplished means is that I feel like I'm putting effort in, as Rav Gav mentioned last night. Bez Hashem, we should be zoch, every one of us. Because Baruch Hu should write us and seal us in the sefer of Talmidei Chachomim. Bez Hashem, have a good Erev Shabbos, everyone. Perfect!